Well, top of the morning to you. Got some good news and some bad news to get things fired up today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, today's show should probably start with some bad news.
A Utah man facing criminal charges after police say that he admitted to going to three different hotels in Utah and trying to rip them off.
How was he doing that?
He was bringing rodents with him, and then they would poop in the room, and he would say, "Ah, look, there's mouse poop in the corner."
Exactly what he would say.
He'd have a polka dot skirt on. He'd hop up on a chair.
37-year-old Ryan Centile State would release the rodents in his hotel room, then complain about it to get the room for free, which, what's the point? Like, why don't you just
change hotels if you've got rats running around?
No, why don't you just not go to the hotel and release the rodents? I mean, again, there's just a lot to figure out here. Mm. He would point out the feces by the rodents. And the hotels would then be forced to contact pest control when animals and feces are found in rooms. Police say that State and his gang of rodents caused damage to several hotel rooms, facing two charges of theft by deception, three counts of criminal mischief to human health or safety, all five charges Class B misdemeanors.
This sounds like the worst episode of Pinky and the Brain ever.
Or Ratatouille.
What are we going to do tonight, Pinky?
Or Stuart Little?
Or Brain.
Tom and Jerry's where I would have gone.
We're gonna. That's cats, man. We're talking two mice.
He is the cat.
There's a cat and a mouse, man.
Yeah, but we're talking just mice here. There's no cat involved in this hotel scheme.
How do you know?
Because the story
says. Where
did
these mice go?
Probably
maybe there's a cat.
Probably
a cat.
They probably a Richard Gere moment. My guess
oh,
is.
Oh, come on.
Whoa.
Somebody's like, there's three gerbils in my room.
You said room, right?
some good news today as well. James and Maxine Hilker live in Lumberton, North Carolina. Never been, sure, it's lovely.
Lumberton.
About halfway between Charlotte and Wilmington.
Okay.
And just in time for their 70th wedding anniversary.
Wow.
They hit the lottery for more than $500,000.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they hit the lottery with love.
Seventy years together.
Oh.
They've been playing the same cash five numbers every Tuesday for 22 years, and they've never won anything before, but they just kept after it. Late last month, they bought a ticket like always, hit a jackpot for $767,000 or $544,000 after taxes.
Their kids are pumped.
They picked up the check last week on Jamie's 90th birthday. Why do you say their kids are pumped?
Because they're old. They gonna die.
Update that will.
Their 70th anniversary is this week. They say they're planning spending some of their winnings on a cruise. They're not sure what they're going to do with the rest.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Give it to
so
the grandkids.
You know what they should do? You know that there's that. Have you seen the world's most expensive cruise? That's basically 300 days of sailing. You go to like 250 different cities. You travel the entire world, but it costs like $250,000.
$250,000.
So
they could do that and then just be done with it.
Yep. Call it a
and
day.
And life.
Like if they don't like their kids, they're like, call my travel agents.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
Boy, if you have been all over Tesla stock recently, things have been going pretty good for your portfolio. Tesla stock jumped 40% in 2 days after doubling in the past 8 weeks.
It's got to be the Cybertruck, Dave.
You think it's the Cybertruck? I hate the way that thing... That thing
Cybertruck!
Looks so gross.
Those, I love it. I love the Cybertruck.
Of course you do, because it's obnoxious and huge, just like something else.
Oh, my
Dave,
gosh.
How dare you talk about my man bits?
I wasn't. So shares of Tesla rallied over 30% since the car maker has basically, you know, gone on this tear of rolling out new things that's had people pretty excited. And, you know, just continues to increase in value and leapfrogging all these other very established car companies, and things just, yeah, they look like they're on the up for Tesla.
Well, we just heard from Ford the other day that they lost $1.5 billion in the first quarter, or their last quarter, or something.
How is that even possible?
It's weak sales. So, you know, I mean, you see results coming in like that, and then you look at kind of what the future of cars are, and I think all of us can probably agree that
Electric.
Electric cars are probably going to be the future in most major metropolitan areas.
So do you think that this is realistic? They're saying that they expect their stock to hit $7,000 a share by 2024.
I think that's a little ridiculous.
So Monday's record high, what we're talking about here with this, you know, going 20% higher, 30% higher, then 40% after that over the course of 8 weeks. Record high right now, $780. So they're saying we expect to go 10x that
in the next four years. I don't think so. I think Tesla is ahead of the game when it comes to electric cars right now. Obviously, they have a lot of branding, but I feel like when you look at brands like Toyota, Honda, Chevy, Ford, the big guys who've been playing for many years, they're slowly making that shift over.
Yeah.
And they will catch up. So Tesla will have a piece of that market share for a brief time, but there will be more players and more contenders.
It's kind of like how Netflix was the first one to the table with big time streaming, and now there's Hulu and there's Disney Plus and there's ESPN Plus.
Competitors came in and blew them out of the water. Not blew them out of the water, but
Netflix still has a huge share. Yeah, yes. But there's still a bunch of people that are still entering the space.
Same thing. Everybody's getting into it, kind of like Ronda Rousey. You've got a great idea. You got a great game plan. Then everybody figures it out, and I feel it
gets divided up a little.
Tesla's biggest problem is Elon Musk.
No. Elon Musk is my favorite eccentric crazy billionaire.
Not mine.
You know what's really...
Not even close.
Him versus Jeff Bezos, give me Elon all day.
Me Bill Gates all day long.
Ugh.
All day. Bill Gates has saved
boring
millions of people across the planet.
I'm not talking about philanthropy. I'm talking about in the billionaire battle.
I was going to say, I feel like the people who are buying the Teslas, do you think they're really thinking Elon Musk when they're buying them?
I think a lot of people do.
No, they don't. They're like, I'm going to save a bunch of money on gas.
Or they want to look tight because Teslas are tight.
They're pretty cool. So Google admits that it leaked users' private photos to strangers on its photo app. Yay!
Wasn't there just a story like this a week ago?
They admitted that a bug in its photos caused some private photos to be sent to strangers, which is special. According to the tech giant, the bug affects users who attempted to back up their photos between November 21st and 25th last year and caused some photos in Google Photos to be incorrectly exported to unrelated user activity.
Come on, Google. You got to be better than this.
I hope it's all of my accidental frontal camera photos.
Oh,
the double chin.
The double chin.
Take them all.
I don't know
Barf
why.
With me.
They only have a billion users worldwide, though, so it's nothing to worry about. Yeah.
I get why maybe you have the automatic upload on your phone to like go straight to Google Photos. Like you take a picture in your phone, then it gets automatically uploaded.
Well, I think a lot of people just don't understand like how to do all the settings properly.
Yeah.
Like it's just exhausting. Like everything wants you to go through and do permissions and everything else. You're just like, yeah, whatever.
Like how many of these dopes have we heard in Hollywood who got caught cheating because they didn't know like that iCloud existed, and there's all these like racy
Gavin
photos.
Gavin Rossdale on Gwen Stefani. Do you know that whole story?
No.
Oh boy. So this is the best one, I think. I mean, there's been a lot of them, but this is the best one. The
highest profile.
So him and his nanny were hooking up, and his nanny was like a bootleg Gwen Stefani. She was like wearing Gwen Stefani's clothes when they were going out, taking the kids out together and stuff. Like it was pretty creepy.
Whoa, but traumatizing.
Gavin,
oh my gosh.
Gavin was hooking up with the nanny and recording it with either his iPhone or his iPad. And it was set up.
If you're having an adult time and you're holding an iPad.
Right.
Like that's.
Like, come on, man.
Very
anyway, so he's hooking up with the nanny. And he's filming it, and he doesn't realize that his phone is set up to family share, so it pushes to all of the other devices in the house, and one of the other nannies turns on the TV in the other room, to which, you know, your photo roll starts playing through, and she's like, oh my, what is that? Oh my, what is... Ah! Is that the little hussy nanny that's been dressing like Gwen? So she dimed her out.
Okay, but I really like that she chilled on that for a moment to see whether or not it was actually Gwen or the nanny.
Yeah,
because did they look anything alike?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
She just looked
aside
like
from the clothes that she was wearing.
Yeah,
wow.
I mean, yeah,
weird.
Gwen Stefani's better looking.
Yes, yeah,
without a doubt.
Yeah,
but yeah, like, what do you like?
Well, grabbing stuff from the cloud is really, really scary because I think that not even maybe 8 years ago, Jennifer Lawrence got her nudes smacked from the cloud.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty wild with that stuff, though, because there's so much information about those celebrities out there. People will sit there and spend hours and hours trying to crack their passwords. And, you know, if it's like your dog's name and like your year of birth or something like that. People are able to figure that stuff out because there's so much information about the celebrities out
there. Phishing emails, something like that. Go out like that. They figured out. They caught the guy who actually
They put him in jail.
For many, I think it was like 7 years that he got on that, but it wasn't like it wasn't hacking. It was social engineering. It's just how he found out all these passwords.
It's still hacking. Total violation.
Well,
of privacy.
But there's a big difference between like being technical and like having the ability to like hard break into like Apple figure somebody's email password out. That's
hacking
their dog's
name. Apprentice level hacking.
If there is a time to have your nude photos stolen, though, it's like when you're 23 and you look like Jennifer Lawrence.
Don't want mine now. Don't want mine now. It's like a big old pool of tapioca pudding.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Dave. It is not California. It's California. Just like when people say Italian, I don't really recall there being a place called Italy. So it's California. Let's try to fix that.
Message deleted.
Sassy. Also, she said the same thing twice.
Yeah.
Right. Well, and also, I don't call it California. It's California.
It's California.
Now, Mahoney in the past has called it California.
Okay, we know. So she's saying, wait, say it again.
California.
She's saying California.
That's what she's saying.
But she's saying California.
Hang on, I got to listen to that again.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Dave. It is not California.
I do not call it California.
No, none of us add the extra emphasis.
Yeah, it's not
in
Narnia.
There.
What are you talking about, lady?
Go, what?
Go crawl back into your wardrobe.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, guys. And yes, I mean guys for this one. Audrey, I'm sorry, but I've been having some issues. Dave, Mahoney, and Ian, but mostly Mahoney. How do I approach my doctor about performance issues? Like, what would you do?
Message deleted.
What would I do? Why would you ask me that? I have zero performance issues.
So let me just
miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
So it really depends, because that's pretty a pretty broad swath there as far as performance issues go. But if it's like, you know, the old little more noodly than you'd like, I mean, there's commercials for this everywhere now. Yeah. You don't even have to go to the doctor anymore. It's just like on an app. There's like the Roman and the Hims and all of that stuff. So it's not even the old school where you have to go sit down with a doctor and be embarrassed. You literally just log on and go click, 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 and then they send you stuff to your house.
Okay, but if it's not that, do you have a...
If it's not that, then there's no fix for it.
Yeah, then what else are you talking
just
about?
Just practice more. I don't know.
Yeah, don't be a clown. I don't know. Well, like, what do you...
I don't know. Your local morning show and ask them what to do. I'll call
maybe
a doctor.
Just watch
some
things.
Yeah, experiment.
Make some notes.
Get some balloons or something. I don't know.
Take some yoga classes. Get more limber. Maybe take some salsa. Open up your hips.
Yeah, put on a blindfold. Have somebody hit you with the salmon. I don't know. Try some stuff out. Yeah.
Have her put on a blindfold. Yeah. She probably doesn't want to see you. Yeah.
It's a win-win.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So this kept me up all night. It kind of freaked me out. I was on Tinder scrolling, and I matched with my ex. And I feel like we should try again. I mean, why else would she match with me? I don't know. Maybe it's meant to be.
Message deleted.
Yeah, I mean, if she matched with you, that means that she already had said swipe right on you. Right is...
I don't know. I think right is match.
Whatever. You know what I mean. So, I mean, she's interested or was
don't
just drunk.
Don't get back with your ex.
But if it didn't work out the first time, it's probably not going to work out
again. It's not going to get better. You're just lonely. You know, like, take care of some business solo and then make a decision.
Also, how many times did you have to swipe in order to find her? Because you know what I mean? Like, you have to, like, go through, like, hundreds of people in your area.
Yeah.
It's probably just because you're, like, in the same circle-ish area, the same radius, same age group.
Even still, like, don't get back. Like, if you've broken up with somebody once or they broke up with you.
How many times does that really work
on
the rebound?
Never.
You guys even don't after in time that? Apart?
Yeah. Yes.
Because I've heard stories of people, especially getting up there in age, they reunite with their high school sweetheart. Like, is that cool?
No, it's just because you're giving up and you're like, yeah, you're the best I had.
Somebody. That's so awful.
And you're fat. I'm fat.
Yeah, let's just be fat together. Let's just die together.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Here's what's making news.
So how about this when it comes to just numbers of how much people are spending of their income on housing? More Americans are spending over half their income on their rent or their mortgage.
I believe it.
Isn't that wild?
I mean, are any of us spending more than half of our income on housing or?
But for sure, whenever I first moved here, definitely. Like, I mean, whenever I first moved to Las Vegas, the switch was so insane. I mean, I probably had... At one point, I'm probably $150 a month to use.
Would you say that
rent is too damn high?
Absolutely.
Yes. I saw that guy in New York City once.
Did you really?
I did. I was going to get some macaroons at some like little bakery, and I saw him. He was driving around a car with his face on. Then he got out. I was like, oh, damn. Rent is too damn high.
Wait, he had a car with his face on it?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. All right.
I like that. All right. I agree. I mean, housing prices, if you're looking at buying a house right now, I mean, and this is a problem that we faced. I mean, when I first moved, out of St. Louis and was – you know, opened up to the world of actual rent, like on the West Coast and other places.
It's a little different.
It blew my mind because I could rent a house for $200, a decent apartment for $450. And this is we're talking 2002 for that. And then when I get here, cost is, like $1,200 a month for a one bedroom. And that was 15 years ago.
Yeah.
I never thought I would own a house. I didn't until the economy crashed. And we had been working, and, I'd saved up some money
years
later.
And you got your hooks into your wife, and she had a good job.
This is before that. We weren't married.
I don't believe it.
We weren't married.
I don't believe it.
I bought that house on my own.
She still paid for everything. And then you sold it to her, made a huge profit, never gave the money back to her.
And now she's made even more. She's tripled that. So, triple the profit that I made.
I know, Mahoney, that you love spite. Audrey, are you in the same vein, like with somebody that does you wrong, like that you'd want to?
No, I'm like a light switch. I'm either on or off.
That's it. Okay. Yep.
I want to grind you into a fine powder.
Mahoney holds grudges for decades.
That's right.
It's a thing of beauty. This guy, this is some next level stuff. He told a judge in Superior Court up in Canada, in Ottawa, that he would rather burn his own money than give it to his ex-wife, and a disbelieving judge is giving him 30 days to rethink the claim. The 55-year-old Ottawa businessman and failed former mayoral candidate sold properties and businesses behind her back, then withdrew $1 million, and he claims burned the money in two bonfires, $743,000 last September and $296,000 on December 15th. So he burned over $1 million in cash rather than giving it to his ex-wife.
Wow, he hates her so much. But doesn't he still have to come up with that cash if it was awarded to her in court?
I don't know.
Possibly. But I still don't believe that he actually burned it.
He's just saying that he burned it?
It's somewhere in the Caymans.
You're like, uh-huh.
Yeah. Like, find it. Prove it.
Wow.
He has not been paying spousal support or child support, which you're like, yeah, that's buddy. That's like, I get the whole spite for your ex, but if you're like spiting your children in the process, like, come on, man,
pay your child support, your spouse support. We ain't as mad on that one.
And finally, speaking of spite, would you do this? A Texas zoo is allowing jilted Valentine's Day revelers to name a cockroach or a rat after their ex and then have it fed to a larger animal. The San Antonio Zoo, Cry Me a Cockroach, allows visitors the zoo to pay $5 to name a cockroach after their ex or $25 for a rat. Cockroaches will be fed to various animals while the rats will be fed to snakes. And the feeding will be live streamed online so purchasers can witness the demise of their named animals.
This is so messed up.
Doesn't this feel really creepy?
I feel bad for the rats.
Yeah.
I do feel bad for the rats.
Do you?
I do.
They spread the plague.
Oh.
They do.
But it's a cute plague.
Well, they do.
No, it's not. It's the bubonic plague.
Those
and they also
whiskers.
Killed like half of awesome meals. Have you seen Ratatouille?
Ratatouille?
He was a great chef. I'm getting the feeling you haven't seen Ratatouille.
I've seen Ratatouille.
Of course he has. Of course he has.
Patton Oswalt.
Yeah, it's great. And you don't agree?
That's a TV show. That's a movie. This is real life. Rats spread disease. But also, I feel like this is... I don't feel like you're really getting any, like, when it comes to spite, you're not really getting any real satisfaction.
If somebody were to do this, you would instantly think that they're nuts, right?
Yes. Pretty much.
Like, if somebody's like, hey, here's a live stream of this rodent named Julie that I'm having fed to a snake.
Julie. You think you've got a rat named after you somewhere?
Probably.
I bought four named Dave Farah, so it's okay.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
What's a bigger ripoff, this or naming a star after somebody?
It's the Movie Quote Quiz.
Hoo-ah!
With Dave and Mahoney on X107.5.
So these past couple of weeks, we've had some issues with people that are our contestants on the Movie Quote Quiz. And when I say issues, I mean it's just... Some of these movies, you know, it's a little bit trickier to figure out what these films are if you're not somebody that regularly watches a lot of movies over the years. Because, I mean, we're talking about like a 20-year span sometimes.
Why would you call in to play a game about movies if you don't know movies?
Well, Travis is very confident, and he is on the line today. Travis, thanks for being with us. You're a big movie buff, I take it?
Absolutely.
All right. So what's your favorite movie, just so we have a reference point?
My favorite movie? It's probably The Jerk.
Okay.
Oh, some Steve Martin action. Right. Going
a throwback
on
there. Okay.
Love it.
So I've got a total of five quotes for you. If you get three or more correct, you're going to win. I'm going to play each one of these quotes for you. If you need to hear it a second time, no problem, but you only have 5 seconds to figure it out after that, okay?
All right.
All right, here we go with the first one. Good luck.
But let me just quote the late, great Colonel Sanders, who said, I'm too drunk to taste this chicken.
Shake and bake.
Yeah.
What?
Shake and bake.
What is that, a catchphrase or is that... Epilepsy.
Any guesses?
So good.
May I hear it again?
Yep, no problem. Here we go.
But let me just quote the late, great Colonel Sanders, who said, I'm too drunk to taste this chicken.
Shake and bake.
Yeah.
What?
Shake and bake.
What is that, a catchphrase or is that epilepsy?
I heard he said shake and bake in the back. That's Talladega Nights.
That is correct.
Making me nervous, Travis.
Shake and bake first time.
No worries. You're on the board with one. Well done. Here we go on to number two.
Larry Lomax is dead.
I mean, this is just my luck. I finally catch a break at the office, finally see some light at the end of the tunnel, and wham! Gone! You know, I told everyone at the office we were going out to Bernie's house for the weekend. They were so jealous. I mean, I loved it. Now what am I going to tell them?
Ooh.
Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah.
Oh, a few.
Yeah.
Which can listen.
I was going to say, which one?
Weren't we just talking about this movie yesterday?
Yes, of course we were.
A couple of days ago, right?
Of course we were.
All right. You can win it right here if you get this one correct, okay?
I knew you was a punk, and I was right. You were playing us all along. You a free man.
I said... Put the bunny back in the box.
Oh, Nicolas Cage. What movie is that? Is that Con Air?
Yeah.
You did not disappoint.
Travis coming in hot, man. That was pretty good.
Not bad.
Yeah.
I know my movies.
There you go. And I mean, if you'd gotten the Nicolas Cage one wrong, I would have been furious. That would have been an instant loss. But
I was kind of tempted to say Snake Eyes at first. But...
We would have hung up on you immediately, that? Travis.
You don't remember Snake Eyes?
No, I don't remember Snake Eyes.
It was actually pretty good.
That was a good movie.
I like Snake Eyes.
Was he the sniper in that, or what was he, the
no,
cop?
He was the cop. There was a sniper in the arena.
There was a sniper in the arena that was going to shoot a boxer.
They took his daughter hostage or something.
I don't know, stupid movie.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. On X107.5.
Remember that Jean-Claude Van Damme movie where he became, it was called like Overtime or whatever. He goes and he like plays like goalie.
No.
Like literally, no. I swear, it was like the Penguins versus the Blackhawks. God, I can't remember.
Was Nicolas Cage in this one too?
No, it was just Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Stop stories. Here's what's making news.
So they have figured out the most expensive country in the entire world to live in.
Oh, gosh.
Any guesses off the top of your head?
It's got to be a European country.
China.
No.
I don't know. That was just a guess. Actually, a guess.
Yeah, I mean, Hong Kong in China is rated as the world's most expensive rental market. So you're not far off. But, I mean, there's China as a whole. There's a lot of poverty space across China and a lot of space and everything else. So 11th overall on the list for Hong Kong. But Switzerland is the most expensive country in the entire world.
I believe it.
Norway coming in second. Iceland third.
Iceland.
Yeah. Iceland.
I mean, there's not a lot of space there. I mean, there's only a couple hundred thousand people who live in Iceland at any given time. They have a lot. Their healthcare system there is pretty good as well, but it's highly taxed. So I'm not shocked by Iceland being on there, or Norway, or Sweden for that matter. Norway, I thought, might be in the top 10, but I'm interesting that it's number two.
So Europe pretty heavy in the top 10. Japan, the Bahamas, Israel, Singapore, South Korea also on the list. United States, 20th. UK, really? Seven places lower at 27th. I would have thought that the UK was more expensive.
Higher.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. I mean, places like London, but I mean, if you're thinking of major metropolitan areas, you know, London, obviously very expensive. But same thing could be said in the U.S. about San Francisco, D.C., and New York.
Yeah, but I mean, it's relatively cheap by comparison to those places to go live in the middle of the country, right?
Do they have like hillbillies in the middle of the UK like we do here?
Yes.
Yes, they do.
They absolutely
like
do.
In like just the backwoods, like that where nobody wants to live.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. Now, what I've learned from being able to travel a little bit and go to different places around the world is that you go 20 minutes by car from the epicenter of the middle of whatever bustling metropolis you're in, and it is Hicksville.
Yeah.
It is a bunch of people that are probably canoodling their cousins. It gets real sketchy real quick.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
What's the car ride?
Yeah. What's the do we know what the cheapest country in the world to live in is?
It didn't have the cheapest country. Ian, do you know?
It was in the Middle East. It's Pakistan. Pakistan is actually pretty cheap.
I'm good. I'm good.
Sure? Yeah. I hear it's great this time of year.
We'll stick with number 17 here in the U.S.
No, number 20.
This time of year.
Same difference. Yeah.
So did you guys see the video of the thousands of birds descending on the Texas shopping center?
No, that's like my actual nightmare.
So this video is crazy. It looks like something out of Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds.
Yep.
But when Dave and I lived in Houston.
That's where this happened, is in Houston.
I know. Yeah. But if you ever noticed, like when we lived down there, we lived in a suburb of Houston called Pearland, just, probably 15 miles south of the city.
Pearland. The fruit.
Yeah.
Pear. Oh.
Yeah, there was Sugarland. There was Pearland. Uh-huh. We lived in Pearland. Oh, I hate that noise. But every day at sunset, there were thousands of birds on the power lines. And
so you drive through this little area, and like he said, I mean, every single inch of a power line, no matter what corner of the street you were on, was just covered in birds.
No. Well, I mean, growing up in Alabama, I mean, obviously everyone's flying to the south for the winter. So, I mean, we have had a ton of birds as well, but there's also bats in Texas, too.
Yeah.
Bats. Yeah.
I don't know what's worse.
Now, bats are worse because they carry disease.
Yeah.
And then, everything's got diseases. We got monkeys with herpes in Florida.
Bats have, like, fangs, though, and they're really, like, fast, and they can dive bomb you, and, I don't know. Just seems like birds
fangs.
Will stay away. Yeah. Birds don't have fangs.
They got talons. So, creepy toes.
This guy, total jerk or a total genius? He was carrying around 99 phones to create fake traffic jams on Google Maps that way he could get to and from work quicker because they thought that it was just a pileup and so people would avoid the area. And Google Maps has the partnership with Waze now, and so it'll reroute you if it sees a traffic jam on the fastest route. And so no matter where he went, it would just show as a traffic jam because he had 99 active phones, all with Google Maps open on it.
This is something you would do, Mahoney.
This is brilliant. He's calling this a performance art piece.
Sure, buddy.
But don't you kind of miss those days where you could actually take a shortcut and it would work now? I feel like Waze and Google Maps have kind of...
Everybody knows the side roads.
Have ruined that for a lot of people.
Yeah.
But I will say the one good thing about, like, if you're traveling in between states or if you're on, like, an interstate and there's a traffic accident, that's, like, the game changer. Rather than just sitting in that traffic for, like, 3 hours, you're able to, like, remotely get off and take some side roads.
And take one of those weird side roads where you go 20 minutes away from civilization and all of a sudden you're like, well, Might as well marry my cousin.
Married.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
She's like, are you sure? I mean, we should be back on the main road here in about 10 minutes. Come on, honey. Let's go.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So all of us, when we were growing up, we had different parents with different rules. Mahoney, you would categorize your parents probably as a bit more laid back, right?
So growing up, my dad, he was former Marine, you know, military, did that, and he was very strict. But my mom, I'm her only child, and...
You the baby, and so you get what you want.
She, you know...
Spoiled.
She's very pretty, and so I would say, you know, she would overrule my dad quite a bit, even though he was like, you got to get this kid some structure. He's, you know, he's going to go off the rails, and she's like, nah, let him be. And
well, turns out he was right.
Well, yeah, in retrospect, for sure, but I would say they were definitely more laissez-faire. I mean, I only got in trouble like 2 times in my entire life. One for skipping like 50 days of class, and the other one for lying about going out on Halloween and staying out all night long when I was like in first grade.
Did you guys have physical restrictions as to where you could go? So, like, I grew up, the majority of my youth, especially when, you know, I was over the age of 6 years old and able to kind of like ride a bike and stuff. We lived on this road, and then we had a little, you know, like a smaller road that had, I don't know, a dozen, maybe a dozen and a half houses on it throughout. Mm-hmm. But then there's kind of the main road up there, which is only a 2-lane road, but it had traffic that would be going 45, 50 miles an hour. And there was this barrier, this imaginary barrier that was put in place. You are not allowed to go up to Riverside Drive where the stop sign is and go out onto that main road. And if you do, you are in big trouble. And I distinctly remember a couple of times going through the woods on this path, and it popped us out to Riverside Drive, and then riding our bikes down Riverside Drive to get back onto the main road that we lived on, and how thrilling that was. I was like, my dad's coming home from work right now, and he catches us on Riverside, and it was probably a 100-yard ride, you know? Yeah.
Never
nothing.
Pedaled so fast.
But Tanya said the same thing. She said, I grew up in a trailer park, and we wanted to play outside. We had to stay within the speed bumps so our parents could see us.
Yeah.
Don't go outside of the speed bumps.
There was a house with a wall, like 4 houses up, and then there was like 5 houses down. That was, I would say, until I was in like 2nd or 3rd grade.
But they dropped a little pin there, said, don't go past that house.
I never had that, but I definitely had the rule where I had to come inside whenever the street lights turned on.
Yeah.
Like, whenever it started getting dark outside, I had to come in. And if I wasn't in ear's reach, like standing out on the porch, if I couldn't hear my mom yelling for me whenever she started hollering for me, I was in big trouble, but I could go and do whatever. But as long as I was in the vicinity around that time,
you got to hear the holler, man.
So got to hear the holler.
We didn't holler. My stepdad, he could whistle so loud. It was like a train
really
coming through, which I feel like it's such a man thing. Like if you could whistle really loud, you know, and like,
which is, by the way, a lost art now.
Yeah, my mom was the same way. She has us trained, us kids, like dogs. Anywhere, if we heard that whistle, we would have to run home.
Did she do the finger whistle?
Yeah, the finger
whistle.
Yeah, and she was a single mom, so
really
that was intimidating.
It really is a lost art. It really is. I used to be able to do that so well now.
Well, you just don't have to do it anymore because you can just text somebody. But, I mean, that whistle was so necessary.
It's a lost art.
Back in the day because that was so the only way to communicate over distances. Okay, that was all right.
That was pretty good.
I just
perked
up right there.
I'm going to be the worst mom. My whistle's so wimpy. It's like I'm actually trying.
No kids respecting that. No.
Get over
here. Kids.
Get over here.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
The kids are never coming home.
Never. What's she going to do?
I'm so mad.
Summertime. Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
What crazy rules did you have when you were growing up as a kid? You can text us at 73100. And a lot of people kind of echoing what you guys were saying about having a very specific time that you had to be home. This one just texted over to us. Dinner was at 6:30 every night. Better be home or grounded for a week. In the summer, allowed to go out into the neighborhood after dinner until it got dark. But same thing. Street lights used to come on. You best be headed home.
But sometimes there would be that weird time when it's like they either daylight saving time was happening or it was weird like early spring and the street lights would come on like when the sun was still up. That ever happened to you? And you're like, Mom, the sun's still up.
Yeah.
street lights are on. You got to get home.
Growing up in Minnesota, for me, the winter days are very, very short. It's like dark by around 3:30 p.m.
Oh, that's the worst.
But in the summer, because you're so far north, right, the summer days, it'd be like 9 o'clock and the sun is still up. And so, same thing. I mean, if your parents had like a normal schedule with their regular jobs, mm-hmm. and they have six kids,
summer, yeah.
right? And they've got six kids that are like, it's 9 o'clock at night, and you're still want to run around outside. They're like, go to bed. But the pain of trying to go to sleep when you're a kid, when the sun is still up, excruciating.
Right now, as an adult, I'm like, oh, please. I'd love to go to bed at like 7 o'clock.
I can go to bed right now.
Interesting one we got on our Facebook. This one comes to us from Amy. She says, the crazy rule we had growing up is that we couldn't call boys. Boys had to call us, and we also couldn't chew gum in public.
Ooh, I couldn't chew gum, but that's because I was sticking it everywhere.
Did you guys have specific shows that you weren't allowed to watch? Like The Simpsons for me? Never.
Oh, I love The Simpsons. Never. My mom bought me a Bart Simpson t-shirt.
See, we didn't have cable, so there wasn't access to a lot of stuff out there that was even considered racy.
Married with Children, you ever seen?
Married with Children? Oh, no way.
Al Bundy.
Oh, so secular.
No, I didn't have anything that I wasn't allowed to watch, but I definitely had to walk really fast through the living room whenever my parents were watching Howard Stern. They'd be like, go, 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 go.
Oh, they used to watch when he was on E?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can we just talk about how hot Peg Bundy was? Like, in retrospect.
Because at the time,
you're like 40, and right, you thought she was older.
Yeah, at the time, you're just like, eh. But back then, nothing. Now you're like, damn, Peg.
Peg was banging.
Yeah, had it going on.
That's right. Though I did have a massive crush, I think all of us teenage boys, on Christina Applegate. Like, as far as first TV crushes, like, Christina Applegate was like, woo. And still, I mean, you know, 30 years later.
Listen to this. Jessica said, I got grounded once for having a boy in my house when my mom was gone. I couldn't figure out why she thought I had a boy in the house. Then it hit me that a male friend of mine walked me home, asked if he could use the bathroom, which, of course, I said yes. He left the toilet seat up. And since there was nobody in my house but females, that was the proof that wiped my excuse away and made me the worst person on the planet for the whole week.
Aww. See, boys, put the toilet seat down.
Elena said we weren't allowed to have anyone over when my parents weren't home, but my brothers were the ones that were always bringing skanks around. So I'm sure that's why the rule was in place. Oh, man.
I can't even imagine, though, like, you having a very large family, brothers and a sister, like, trying to bring a girl over to the house. Like,
never.
That seems like it would be a nightmare.
Never, ever, ever.
Like, even as an only child, I was like, I don't know, until I got, like, you know, 19 years old. I was living in my parents' basement. I'm like, well.
I legitimately don't think that I ever brought a girl over to my parents' house ever.
Really?
And anything happened.
No?
Oh, Audrey.
You don't know. Ian, what about you?
My boyfriend stayed the night at my house.
My girlfriend
at how old?
Stay the night.
School.
Oh my God, that would never.
He was
happen.
In college, so whenever he would come back, whenever he would come back to like home,
yeah,
he would stay the night at my house,
really?
So he didn't have to go back to his like parents' house. But like my parents knew about it.
Hold on, tell me if this is what it was like.
Squeak, squeak, squeak. No, it was in the closet, so nobody could hear.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So, what rules did you have in place that, in hindsight, you're like, man, those are some pretty strict rules as a kid? Kirsten on our Facebook said, I was in my late teens and early 20s in college, and I would come home to Wisconsin during the summer to waitress at the restaurants at the lake that we lived on. And I worked from 3 to 11 p.m. every night, 6 days a week. And my parents made me be home by midnight, always dropping the our house, our rules on us. So keep in mind, this is, you know, late teens, early 20s. She's in college. She comes home for the summer. She's working 6 nights a week from 3 until 11. She has to be home by midnight. There's very little gap in there.
You're having a lot of fun lunch and brunches, I guess.
I mean, they're probably not wrong, though, because as we
know,
nothing
good ever happens after midnight.
Especially if you're working in, like, the, you know, in a smaller town or in, you know, like, the not a 24-hour city in the service industry.
But if she's a 20-something-year-old
like,
young lady, like, let her live her life.
Into,
yeah.
But always involved after work, we would go do something stupid. That's how we'd, you know, like, go to the bar, then you end up in another state, or like literally, or you're sleeping in a cornfield. Like,
Tiffany texted us this one. If I got anything less less than an A or B on my report card, I was grounded until my next report card.
Oh, my God. Wow. I would have been, like, I could always do, all my grades were always good except for handwriting. Like, handwriting, I always got, like, a D. See, maybe a C.
What a totally worthless thing to learn.
Yes.
Handwriting is a total waste of time.
Oh, but I mean, you need to learn practicing totally. It. I know. Loved writing notes and practicing.
Yeah, that's
my
why
handwriting.
Women's handwriting is like
so much better.
Like, you guys always like practiced your all's like autographs. Like you guys were to be like Major League Baseball stars.
That's
one
so
day.
True. I definitely had a whole sheet of.
I signed autographs all the time. Hello.
Okay. Yeah.
That was time well spent.
Mahoney carries a Sharpie with him just in case somebody asks him for an autograph.
I
which
keep
is
it in my sock like T.O. Like but there is something that like there's something so creepy about a dude with pretty handwriting. I will say that.
Really?
Like a man with pretty handwriting. Mm-mm.
I think it's creepy.
Also, vice versa, a woman with ugly handwriting. I don't trust those people. It's like, it just seems
what?
So. I
never thought
off.
About it, but I think you're right.
I mean, how many men do you know with pretty handwriting?
A couple of them.
A few.
Do you?
Creeps.
Not me.
No,
my
not
hand,
you. No.
My handwriting. I can't even read my own writing half the time.
I couldn't wear makeup, shorts, miniskirts until I was 18. Wasn't allowed to date. Until I was 16. Even then, it had to be a group date. Single dating at 17, very strict, very Mormon parents. I rebelled and did it all.
Oh, yeah, you little jack.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Dave. You are constantly roped into conversations involving fast food, but I'm going to make a bold statement here. I don't think you've actually eaten fast food for at least 4 months. Like, honestly, I would put money on it. Prove me wrong, ferret.
Message deleted.
Damn. Aggressive.
4 months, yeah, no. You'd lose that bet. Sure. I mean, I regularly don't eat fast food, but I got kids, man. And, you know, they're like, hey, I want some chicken nuggets. I'm like, hell yeah, kid. That sounds like a great idea. Let's swing through this Wendy's drive-thru.
Wendy's is the best chicken nuggets.
Although I'm having this, it's a bit of a crisis right now, you guys. My daughter prefers McDonald's nuggets to Wendy's nuggets.
Well, and McDonald's like, sauce is much as 1,000 times better than Wendy's
it's
sauce.
It's because she gets the stupid toys. And I'm like, well, Wendy's also gives you stuff. McDonald's has hooked her. And so I'm like, now I've, on a couple of occasions, we've gone to McDonald's and then we've gone to Wendy's for daddy.
Well, they're not too far away from each other.
No,
they're
all right.
That's not that bad.
Kind of across the street, so it's not too bad, but still.
Kind of a bang-bang thing. Yeah.
Again, I feel like McDonald's, it's. I feel like they're one is not better than the other because, I mean, once Wendy's brought back the spicy chicken nugget.
It is not even close.
That brought it up to par.
Wendy's nuggets are so much better than McDonald's.
No.
So much.
Infinitely better.
I think if you go best case scenario, best versus best case scenario as far as nuggets go, I feel like they are equal.
They taste totally different.
Yeah, they do. I don't like the breading on the McDonald's.
I'll give you the,
I do like the breading.
I'll give you the hierarchy as far as nuggets go. It's definitely Wendy's number one.
No.
Chick-fil-A, a strong number two.
No.
McDonald's, a distant three, and I don't even know who else sells nuggets.
The sauce, the sweet and sour sauce from McDonald's with the chicken McNuggets, oh, man.
I just want Cane's sauce wherever I go. Mm. Or the Zaxby's sauce, whatever that stuff is. I want
like
it
a
sold
Texas
in
ranch.
Every store.
Still nothing is better than just the straight Chick-fil-A sauce.
I don't
so
know,
good.
Man. Cane sauce.
So good.
Cane sauce may be the number one.
I could just drink a gallon of it, just straight down the gullet.
Bathe in it.
We're so fat.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, y'all. That's what I want to know is, on a scale of 1 to 10, how drunk do each of you get on Super Bowl Sunday? I want to know who to invite to my next party.
Message deleted.
I took a nap, so I'm out.
I'd say a solid 7.
Really?
Yeah, wow. I get pretty saucy.
Really? 2 for me.
A 2?
2.
Every Super Bowl? Even
no, this
time?
Last Super Bowl. I mean, it was just my wife and a friend and his wife and their kid. Like, it wasn't we went to a party. Like, we wanted to avoid parties and stuff like that this year just because I'm a Chiefs fan and I don't want to have to deal with all the, like, razzing and, you know, it's annoying. You kind of want to watch the game. Though, you know, and like his wife is a Niners fan too, so it's like we weren't like even going back and forth on that. It was just like we're watching the game, enjoying
both
it.
Both interested and at times different levels of excitement.
Yeah, it's like I kind of mentally checked out and like was preparing myself when it was 20-10.
Yeah, no, we actually got a babysitter, and so like the wife and I went out to a local bar with a couple of other friends, and obviously she didn't drink because she's pregnant, so had a DD as well. What up?
Nice.
But yeah, I got a little saucy.
Nice.
Yeah. Why not, man?
Do you, man?
It's Super Bowl. Don't judge me.
Please leave a message after the tone.
A little judgy.
Good morning. Well, maybe not for me. So last night, my dog licked my food and I still ate it. Is that okay? Am I gross? It was just one lick.
Message deleted.
Couple of things here. Depends on what the food is.
Yeah.
And it also depends on what the dog is.
I don't think it depends on the food. I feel like any food that a dog licks is now off limits.
No, if
dogs clean their dogs don't have toilet paper.
That's fine. I'll forget about it.
Dogs do not have wet wipes.
That's fine, man. I mean, so here's the thing is like if it's a Doberman licking your ice cream cone, then no, it's out. Like, sorry, that ruins it.
I actually feel like
it.
That's not that bad.
It's like a chicken nugget.
If it's a Yorkie and it licks a steak, like, it's fine, you know? No. It depends on the dog.
No, yeah. Man. Like, I feel like the ice cream is somehow better than a steak.
No, what? It's saliva just stays on the liquid. And
yeah, and, like, you can't tell what's, like,
all
dog
dogs,
goo. And,
like, don't lick me in the face, dog. Like,
it does
like,
don't get all elitist. Where's your mouth been?
Not on my butt.
Not on
if
your
you
butt.
Could reach it would.
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X 107.5.
We're too old for that, man. That's the next generation.
No, you said it's happened. We got the drop of you.
Yeah, man.
Butt licking. Convince me otherwise.
Yeah. It'd be gross if it was your butt, but if it's a stranger's, then it's fine.
What's making news?
So if you're a big fan of Canada, or you're just a big fan of watching hockey, or you like beer and hockey and Canada.
You just described every Canadian on the planet, Dave.
They're opening up Bar Canada, which is a hockey-inspired bar at the D in downtown Las Vegas. So
okay.
You know that you know Circa is obviously going to be opening it sometime later this year, mm-hmm. and that looks to be awesome. Like that thing, I don't know if you've actually seen the progress they made, but that's great. But the D, and you know, as this is all going along, also under some construction right now. They just started construction yesterday on it. And for people that are big fans of hockey and want to watch it in a environment that's conducive to betting on hockey and, you know, a bar that I would assume is going to serve, like, all the Molsons and all the traditional Canadian beers. It's I saw some renderings for it yesterday. They put it out on their social media. It looks pretty cool.
I think it's going to be a big change and a big boom for downtown, bringing a strip quality casino down to Fremont
Street.
Yeah. I mean, Fremont has done a pretty good job over the last few years of trying to reinvent itself, and especially downtown in general. I would say, you know, post recession has done pretty well, but I still think that there's a ways to go for if you want to get people from Summerlin driving out
this
to
is definitely a start
Fremont.
Sure.
I feel like the Circa is a big step towards that. And it's interesting that they're remodeling the D again already because it wasn't even that long ago that the D became Fitzgerald's became the D.
Yeah, I wouldn't say they're remodeling. It's more just like they're
upgrades.
Enhancing it. Yeah. I mean, they're just making the areas more user-friendly. And there's some of that old-school architecture, and they're kind of changing a lot of that just to make it more modern. And obviously, Vegas has gotten very swept up in hockey over the last couple of years since the Golden Knights come to town. But also, a lot of people from out of town are coming into Las Vegas now to be a part of the hockey scene here, so it makes a lot of sense.
Part of the culture.
Yeah, man.
And, you know, we've actually talked about this in the past, and I know, Ian, you have some feelings on this. Whenever it's you're going down to, you know, Fremont Street, and that feeling of just, like, all of the freaks and geeks, does it bother you? Like, it kind of bothers me that they're trying to, like, shine up a rusty penny?
No, absolutely not, especially when it comes to downtown. It, you know, in, like, the arts district over there, you're going to, wherever you have areas like that, you're going to have odd people. And that's the greatest part about it. And the fact that they are now pretty much reinventing that area and Cirque is going to be huge. I'm excited for it, especially that mixture of the weirdness with the class now.
I mean, Derek Stevens has really done a good job.
Oh, so
Derek's
scary people. Yeah, he's going to definitely doing a good job.
They turned that parking lot into the downtown Las Vegas Event Center, fun. Which is actually a really cool venue now. There's like 9,000 people there for the Super Bowl watch party. I mean, it's banging
down
there. It
was massive. Even just last year, whenever we were there, it was insane.
Yeah. And speaking of the Super Bowl, how much do you think was bet on the Super Bowl just here in Las Vegas?
$250 million.
No, that would have blasted past all the records. But $154.7 million, so it wasn't quite the record. It was just shy of that. That was a couple of years ago when it was the Patriots and the Eagles.
Did they?
Second as far as the record goes, and also pretty good win for the sports books.
Did the book? I was going to say, because if the over would have hit too, it would have been pretty rough.
That would have been pretty bad, yeah. There was only one sports book that I know that actually needed the over to hit. Everyone else pretty much needed the under, stayed under, which is good. But it pretty evenly split between people betting on the 49ers and the Chiefs, just because those teams, big followings,
matchup,
good matchup on both sides. And so, $154.7 million. And, you know, both Audrey and I were down at the South Point early on Sunday. And, I mean, we both got in about 7 a.m.,
yep,
which is 8.5 hours before kickoff. Mm-hmm. And it was jammed even then.
That's crazy.
And, I mean, that's 8.5 hours
more
before.
And more busy.
Yeah.
And,
how,
I mean,
drunk
just,
were those people?
I mean, they're
like, if you were there
people,
all day.
People were raging at 8 a.m.
I love it.
It kind of felt like it was like just like the turnover from the night before. Like, it was just a continuous.
Yeah, I'm like, a lot of people clearly have just stayed up this entire time. But, I mean, it wasn't just the sports book. I mean, it was the whole casino is just banging, and that's just one out of how many here in Las Vegas.
Do you think Mahomes takes a max contract in the offseason?
I mean, how do you not? Two years as a starter, and you're league MVP, and then you're a Super Bowl champion and Super Bowl MVP.
Or do you take or do you let your organization spend that money and keep your weapons and make more money on the back end, Brady style?
Get paid.
There's talk. Mike Greenberg on First Take this morning was talking about the league stepping in and, like, you know, supplementing Mahomes' income in a LeBron James style, because he's become this, you know, I mean, face of Madden, youngest player to ever, or youngest quarterback to ever start and win a Super Bowl. I mean, is he the future of the NFL?
Ooh.
Yes.
You think so?
Yeah. Like, I mean, you can make an argument that him and Jimmy G.
Yeah.
I mean, if there's two guys that you want as the face of the organization, I mean, Jimmy G, just because
he's a handsome man.
The chiseled jawline and everything
else. He should
just
quit and become an Abercrombie model.
He really should.
I mean,
be my pool boy.
I mean,
my girlfriend was looking for his nudes on Sunday.
Does he have nudes?
No, but she was looking for them.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Tell me you weren't over her shoulder. Be like, search Jimmy G almost nude.
Was he the one who was dating the porn star, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so there's got to be something out there.
What's he doing, man?
I know, man. Like,
what are you doing, Jimmy?
Not my flavor. She just wasn't that good looking of a porn star. I'm like, come on, Jimmy G. Step it up, buddy.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present the Missed Connection Inspection.
So the Missed Connection Inspection is all about people just trying to find love. And these are all real posts that we have found online on Craigslist. And these are individuals that are looking to reconnect with somebody, to make that first connection after a brief encounter. Or sometimes I feel like it's just an arrow into the night, hoping that somebody thinks that they may connect with a post that's somehow related to this one. If you were going to write one of these posts yourself, Audrey, would you be extra punctual with your actual punctuation?
I mean, sometimes you just get lost into the throes of passion. So maybe I'm just typing away and I don't have time
to worry about
or a comma.
Spelling.
How do you even use a semicolon? No one knows.
Carefully if things go well. This one is, it's just says, Tia, we meet at Walmart. Hi, Tia. It's Mike. We meet at Walmart about a couple years ago. Then you come to my work at night. Please contact me. I miss you. That's it.
Doesn't Tia mean aunt?
Yeah, I believe it's aunt in Spanish. Is he talking about an aunt? Mm. You like calling her auntie?
I don't know.
Is it like Tia Carrera from Wayne's World?
Oh, big difference. This one's Georgia guy at a gas station. Last week, I, female, came in looking for a regular Mountain Dew. You're a transplant like I am, and a very handsome one at that. I know this could be a shot in the dark. Does he work at the gas station? Because if so, why don't you just go back into the gas station?
I wonder what happened to that lady with the Mountain Dew. I should have gave her my number.
Let's do this do. Also came in looking like the gas station wasn't going to be carrying Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Like, what gas station in the world doesn't have Mountain Dew?
Seeking out.
If this guy's not interested, when she comes back in to hit him, he goes, Here's your mountain don't. This one's entitled, I Slipped on Ice. You asked if I was okay. The other day I slipped in the parking lot. Probably should have been wearing different shoes. Wish we had seen each other earlier. And that's it.
Hope they're doing okay.
It's a polite
person.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Going from checking busting up. Some ass to trying to get some.
Ruin my own ass wondering if I can borrow yours.
There's
so many ways to go with that.
Or massage.
Butt you really massage. Want somebody massaging butt. Your butt?
Yeah.
No.
You can rub my butt.
No.
Doesn't
do anything.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big old muscle back there. It's good. I mean, just like any other muscle.
Speak for yourself.
You're doing squats.
This one's entitled Walgreens. Me, a lonely, divorced white dude, age 69. Notice you, a fine older woman, say 60 plus, and we run into each other as we shop at the store. You, kind of a BBW, it got me wondering, what if we had a chair, some rope, and a desire to do something kinky?
What?
Maybe role play or explore hidden secret fantasies. Wanna?
This seems dude. Fake. I feel like this is
this
fake.
Went from like, I'm a lonely divorced guy walking around a Walgreens.
It's too convenient.
Well, you say, and first off, you call her kind of a BBW.
Right.
Which is insulting.
Which on the cusp.
And then also, you're like an older woman, 60 plus. Dude, you are 69.
He's been a little freaky.
You don't
are
describe
you trying to age
somebody
him out of freakiness?
No, I'm saying somebody, you don't describe somebody as an older person if they're younger than you.
At least they had a chair there. Everybody's going to be safe.
Is it a rocking chair?
It's okay.
Who's ready for our weekly Home Depot post?
Yeah!
All right.
Man
right.
for man.
Of course it is. You gave advice at Home Depot. I was at Home Depot last Friday getting lumber, and you gave me some advice on a project I was working on at home. Made the job a lot easier because of it. After thinking about how you helped me out, I was wondering if there was anything I could help you out with.
Why is it always men seeking out wood in the... Like these
I don't know.
Lumber.
It's the smell of cedar that gets me going.
I was at a hardware store the other day, and the employees there are very nice. So I can definitely see how this guy would misconstrue.
Also, like, do you go like, do I need a bigger drill for this project?
Or will a small drill bit work?
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So there's a lot of people that are out there working right now on a whole variety of projects that will never make this kind of money. And it's surprising to me that YouTube has revealed the revenue that they've made for the first time. And maybe this is strategic. They made $15.1 billion in ad revenue last year alone.
Wow.
That's insane.
I mean, that's revenue, not profit. There's a difference, but still, the fact that they were able to bring in $15 billion in ad revenue.
$4.7 billion in the fourth quarter alone.
Wow. I mean, that's like, nuts. That's borderline. I mean, like, you think about the entire movie industry.
Right.
For the year here in the United States, and I don't know if that's more than that. Let me look it up real quick.
So, again, the numbers for YouTube, $15.1 billion throughout the year. And they said that they saw enormous growth according to the newly released numbers in fiscal 2017, for example, just a couple of years ago. So this is 2019. 2 years earlier, it was about half that at $8.15 billion in ad revenue, followed by $11.15 in 2018. And here we go all the way up to $15.1 in 2019. So just huge jumps for YouTube. And maybe I'm missing out on it. Like YouTube, because of all of the obnoxious ads...
I don't want
to
part of it.
Drives me crazy. I'd never go to YouTube because it's just one ad after another.
Well, even just seeing during the Super Bowl on Sunday, everything was YouTube TV, like sponsored by YouTube TV. Mm-hmm. Like they're just, I feel like they're really trying to get ahead of the game. But, well, I guess they're already ahead of it, but I just don't feel like I know anybody who uses it other than kids.
So it came close to every movie that came out in 2019. They made $22 billion.
So but YouTube, with just their ads, almost made as much as all of the movies that came out.
Every movie in that came out in the United States.
Isn't that disgusting?
That is...
It's got to be because kids won't turn off the ads.
I mean,
seriously. I mean, if you think about some of the top earning YouTubers, they were all children.
Well,
all of them
not,
were children.
Not all of them, but, you know,
some
there's
the highest,
a lot of younger...
Two or three of the highest paid YouTubers of 2019 were kids.
Yeah, it was that... Whatever the kid who plays with the toys.
Another girl and another, like,
made,
Russian
like
cute little girl.
$36 million, which is something horrible. you know, for like a 5 year old who's being exploited by his parents to do. But that is it's only going to grow, I feel like, you know. Yeah. I mean, unless you figure out that, like, I mean, are these ads working? Do people, are they willing to tolerate them? You know, because who doesn't have an ad blocker? That's why we also heard in 2019, Google said they may shut down your Gmail account if you continue to block ads.
So this one's getting some national attention, and it's because it's so creepy. Neighbors and county officials are concerned about the existence of an alleged adult doll brothel and club in a central Las Vegas neighborhood. According to the website, the Las Vegas sex doll experience offers customers a chance to spend some time interacting with one of their dolls in a private room at a disclosed hourly rate.
No, man. Like, I don't want that next to my house. I'm sorry. I'm open-minded as anybody on the planet. I don't want that next to my house. Like, put that in somewhere.
Some
not
random
in,
shopping mall somewhere.
Even
where,
that, like a shopping like mall. An industrial, well, I mean, industrial park.
It's better than in a neighborhood, right?
I agree. Like, but still, just thinking about somebody being able to go into the mall and just like right next to the Aeropostale or whatever. Just like,
no, I'm not talking about. I'm not talking about a mall. I'm talking about like a strip mall. Oh. Yeah, where there's like a.
Next
a State Farm and like a creepy massage parlor already there.
If
like,
I'm
you know,
that State Farm agent, I don't want a doll brothel next. Like, put them out in the middle of the desert like all the other brothels that
are
legal.
Well, because you have to be, I think, especially creepy to show
this
up.
This is creepier than real brothels.
Yeah, for sure.
Without a doubt.
To show up and hook up with a doll.
Because one.
A used doll.
One, you're too cheap to buy your own.
Right.
And two, yeah, like, come on, man. Like,
do you just need the thrill of feeling like you're breaking? I don't understand, like, why you would do this.
Like,
because you can go to any adult store out there and just get the same thing and then take it to your house or a hotel room or just hook up with it in your Honda Odyssey. I mean, why do you have to go to some house and interact?
It's a Honda Element. They don't,
make the Odyssey anymore.
No,
you're having
the
Odyssey.
Too nice. Oh. That's what I'm saying. They haven't made the Element in many years. But here's the thing. We evolved. We have opposable thumbs. We have larger brains. This is what makes us the elevated species, the alpha predator here on the planet.
We're so like, alpha, we're resorting
that,
to dolls.
Like, use that thumb, man. Like, there's a reason. We can turn doorknobs.
Yeah. Hang on, let me look. Under the what to expect section of the website, they described an appointment with one of the dolls, including meeting a host on arrival, picking out the doll, the wig and the costume that it wears, and being escorted to a reserved room for a pre-negotiated period of time.
Can they just escort them straight to a place where they're locked up?
I mean, it's kind of freaky, but I mean, like, everybody's got their own flavor of freak.
No, man. Like,
can we just
levels.
Escort them to an actual escort? Come on, you creeps.
It's
You're listening
cleaner.
To the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on
X107.5.
It's
some
ice
Lazy Bones Mahomes.
Do I have to?
AJ is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. AJ, have you been listening to the show for a while? Do you know just how incredibly lazy that Mahoney can be?
Yeah, I've been listening for several years, and it's pretty gross.
Yeah.
AJ, how dare you and Dave slander my perfect reputation of being efficient.
Mm-hmm, I see. So, AJ, I'm going to give you some things about Mahoney's incredible laziness that his wife sent me directly, because she obviously has an inside view on this better than anyone else. And it's your job to figure out which one of these is not true. All of them sound like they should be made up, considering what person in their right mind would act like this. But two out of the three, absolutely true, okay?
When I was a young man, Dave, I went to a Chinese restaurant. I got a fortune cookie. I opened it up, and it said, work smarter, not harder. And since that day at that Chinese restaurant called Yin Ching in St. Louis, Missouri, I have worked smarter, not harder. I followed that, the wise and sage words of that cookie. And it has become my life creed to be the most efficient man on this
planet. Such a liar. You ate that
4 out of 5 stars.
You didn't even break it.
That's a really good Chinese restaurant.
4 out of 5 stars on Yelp.
That's a real place.
That's the first Chinese restaurant.
I got to check that out now.
It was really good. It's in Clayton, Missouri. It's really good.
All right, here we go. Fact number one, AJ. We all know that Mahoney has placed tremendous value in the restorative virtues of sleep and is a champion nap taker. Recently, after a marathon nap session, Mahoney was sitting on the couch rubbing his shoulder. He asked me for an ice pack and a heating pad. I asked him how he injured himself, and he stated, without hesitation or embarrassment, that he'd hurt his shoulder from laying on it too long during his nap.
First off, It was the weekend. Mm-hmm. I'd worked very hard all week, and as studies have shown, that you need at least 7 to 8 or 12 hours of sleep to properly recharge your batteries. And the reason my shoulder was hurt is because my wife kept pushing me over in the middle of the night. She's roll over, and I had to roll over onto my shoulder, and so I slept on it funny. Who hasn't had that happen? It's part of getting older.
All right, fact number two. After the Super Bowl was over, strong winds descended upon our part of the city and wreaked havoc on our backyard furniture. I told Mahoney that we needed to secure some couch covers and stand up several pieces of furniture that we had seen blown over before we went to bed. He agreed, and I headed out back. As I fought fierce winds and dragged some heavy couches across the backyard, I looked to find Mahoney standing at the back door watching me through the glass. I gestured at him to signal to come help, and he cracked the door and shouted out through the crack, "Baby, I'm already in my pajamas."
First off, I will not stand by and let these lies be perpetrated against me, because as soon as we got home from watching the Super Bowl, I went outside and put covers back on several of these articles of furniture, then went, took a shower, and got into, not my pajamas, but I was in my boxers, and she decided to go back out because a chair had blown over, and I'm not going to walk around in my backyard in my boxers.
You don't
want to
drive the neighbors crazy if they see you in your boxer shorts. Oh, my Lord, who can expect to be able to contain themselves?
It was too cold. It was very cold.
And oh, I see. So you're a little different situation then.
And nothing blew away.
I really enjoy the thought of thinking of you in a giant onesie, like a big
I can see it.
A little diaper butt.
He takes his little snaps off the back to poop.
They don't make them big enough for me, man. They're not tall enough. They all cut into my crotch.
Third and final one, AJ. Although Mahoney is a very proud owner of his new Brava oven, he still can't quit his first love, Postmates. He recently ordered a classic pepperoni pizza and only devoured about half of the pie. I noticed that he had left what I thought was an empty box on the counter when he went to bed. In the morning, I discovered that the remaining half of the pizza was still in the box. When I questioned him as to why he would do that and not just throw it away or put it in the fridge, Mahoney said, "It's okay, baby. It's winter time. The pizza stayed cold on the counter. It's just like the fridge."
First off, yes, it is winter time. She keeps our house when we are going to sleep at 57 degrees.
Whoa. 57?
That's like that
what is wrong with her? I'm like a 73 guy.
That's close to freezing.
Yeah.
I would be happy 57. With 65.
Yeah.
But 57 degrees. What are we, Heinz 57
sauce? You must
sauce?
Sleep hot. She must be trying to get some cold because you're so hot and when you sleep.
The problem is with this pizza. So I never ordered from this place before, and I ordered the extra large. It was the largest pizza box that I had ever seen in my entire life. Could not fit into the oven. Could not fit into the fridge. I broke it down to the point where I was trying to get the slices of pizza, and they would not fit individually in a gallon-sized freezer bag. Look at how big that slice of pizza is, Audrey.
All right. So, AJ.
That's a big boy.
That's a big
Okay.
It's cold in the house, okay. And it's a big piece of pizza. That's all I heard.
All right, AJ, it's time to make your guess. Two out of these three, absolutely true. Which one do you think is the untrue
one?
Untrue.
One I think is absolutely true?
No, two of them are true. You have to find the one that's not true. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? I could see him doing all of them.
I could too, yeah. It's tricky.
Yeah, the first one, I've had a sore shoulder. You know what? I think I don't see him leaving a half-eaten pizza, no matter how big it is.
You are exactly right.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
Half pizza? What the star pizza?
Reg, you like a book.
Everything about that was true, except for he ate the whole pizza exactly. And then left the empty box on the counter.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal. Weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
I'm so mad about this. Showtime has canceled Ray Donovan.
How dare they?
How dare they?
Am I the only one here that watches Ray Donovan?
I watched the first season.
Okay, well,
I watched one episode.
It's seven seasons in, and maybe this is the reason why they canceled it.
Are they just going to leave it hanging? Or
yeah,
do they
so
get like
no, there was like a cliffhanger at the end of this last season, and they've said that they've axed it, meaning that they're like, it's not like they're canceling it after this last season. The eighth season was already going to be the last, and they're killing it before that.
There's a lot of shows that are doing that right
now. Which is kind of crazy considering that, I mean, you've given it seven seasons,
well,
and it's arguably one of the flagship shows of the entire network.
Do you think that Netflix or somebody will pick it up?
I hope so. I don't know if they can. I mean, it all depends on the rights, you know?
Well, we've seen like shows like Arrested Development pop back up.
But that was like 15 years later.
Well, you even started on Lifetime. It was not a Netflix original
show. Oh, really?
Yes, it started on Lifetime.
So maybe there's hope.
Maybe.
I mean,
maybe.
I know a lot of people like Ray Donovan.
It's a great show.
But that sucks, though. Like, if it's like...
I'm invested, and you can tell that they were like working towards the end,
yeah,
and then they just...
Well,
killed it off.
Maybe it'll be like Deadwood, where you get a movie, a 1 hour, 1.5 hour long movie 15 years later.
Yeah, cool. I actually am excited about this, though. Disney has set the streaming release plan for The Mandalorian Season 2 and more stuff, but no one cares.
When is it going to come
Everybody
out?
Cares about the other stuff. WandaVision.
What?
WandaVision.
Never heard of it.
She's one of the characters from the Marvel Cinematic Universe. She's the Scarlet Witch. Her and Vision. It's going to be pretty awesome. Also, you've got the Winter Soldier and the Falcon, which is going to be pretty amazing, too.
Nerd!
But the problem with all this is that I don't think WandaVision is going to come out until, I think it was like December. Do you have these dates?
Well, it says The Mandalorian is going to return for its second season in October, but are they saying October of this year?
No, I don't
think
so.
I thought it was October of this year.
I mean,
it just says October.
It just says October,
yeah.
So I mean... And then the first two series from Marvel, Falcon and Winter Soldier and WandaVision, premiering in August and December, respectively.
That's just so far away.
I mean, is it, though?
August and December?
I mean,
that's
you got to think.
That's a year away. December's basically
Baby Yoda
a year away.
Cannot be rushed.
Well,
Baby
no.
Yoda has to practice his scripting.
They weren't even thinking that there might be a second season of The Mandalorian. Now they're talking that they want to make several spinoffs from the characters in The Mandalorian. I want Carl Weathers show.
I want an all Baby Yoda show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
I feel like too much Baby Yoda might be a good thing. Too much of a good thing.
I agree. I'm
false.
Sick of him already.
Wait, you're sick of him.
I really am.
I will punch you.
You haven't even watched it.
I know, but it's just a no.
You haven't even watched it.
Me watching is going to make me like
him
more.
Yes, that'll make you
really.
First off, I watch Gremlins instead.
He is a she. And secondly.
Actually, no, it's a him.
It is a him.
They refer to him as a he, I believe, in the last episode.
You don't know how Baby Yoda identifies?
Yeah, don't do your sign genders to him.
It
is 2020, man.
50 years old, man. I think he's figured out what's going on.
I don't know. We've had some stories. I mean, the whole Caitlyn Jenner was how old when she decided to make the change?
Mandalorian season 2 this October, correct?
So
okay, great.
You got plenty of time.
No, see, the problem is that you never fell in love. You saw everyone else falling in love.
Girlfriend won't let him watch it.
Yeah, she
won't let you watch it.
She's sitting there watching
Even
Stevens.
Because I think she's jealous that I will love Baby Yoda more than her.
You should just watch it.
I mean, I definitely love Baby Yoda more than my wife. It's fine. She's
you really?
Cool with that. Yeah.
See?
I'll give you my Disney Plus login and you can watch it while we're doing the show.
Okay,
man.
I will now.
Like legitimate, like that's. I feel like that's like a form of abuse that your
you're
girlfriend
missing
won't let you
out on a current culture. Like,
I know
that is a
we're
massive
the,
part.
We're
of
in the
world
middle
right
of
now.
Pop trash, and we look over and Ian's just sobbing. It's all right, buddy. Hold it together.
Fair.
So
I did when he got hit.
Disney, did you really cry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was too mean, especially those little noises coming from the backpack. Like, oh my God, stop.
Disney paid $75 million for the worldwide rights to Hamilton. Obviously, a big play and very successful, but $75 million.
Seems a little high. I thought they would make this into... So it's going to be a movie, but it's not going to be like... You know how they redo stage shows sometimes? Like, you see Les Miserables, and it did very well at the box office, won a bunch of awards. This is only going to be a movie of the actual play. So they're just filming like three different takes of the play, and they're going to release that as that.
It's like a stand-up movie.
That you said the name correctly.
What a
Les Miserables. I don't think I've ever even attempted to say it correct one time. Les Miserables.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X 107.5.
Son of a bitch.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I didn't get any sleep because my wife refuses to turn the heat off. So all night, I'm just sweating next to my wife. And, of course, she's got to be touching me because her feet are too cold. Audrey, why do women do this? Like, are your hearts made of ice like your feet?
Message deleted.
I don't know what it is, but my feet are always cold. And there's something so special about whenever, because I'm always the big spoon. Andrew's the little spoon. So I put my feet in the bend of his knee.
My wife shoves her legs under my butt.
It's ice cold.
Under your butt?
Yeah, basically like, because it's probably the warmest part when we're in bed.
It's risky.
But I don't know why, like, she...
Rogue toe.
Got a hangnail, hopefully.
I would love to sleep with the heater on, though. Like literally, like, she turns the heater off.
See, I don't want the heater off. I want it set at, like, between 67 and 73. But so that way it's, like, cool in the room, and you can pop the leg out from the blankets and have that nice, like...
The worst part.
But then it's cozy under the blankets. But I don't want to wake up in the morning. Like, I don't know if it drives my wife crazy or not, but obviously I wake up before her. And I'll readjust the thermostat for, like, that 15 minutes when I know I'm going to be getting out of the shower. Because that's the worst, right? I don't want it to be freezing when I get out of the shower. So I'll, like, kind of crank the heat up a little bit. So that way I know that it's, like...
Try waking up after the heat's been off in your house. Not because I shower at night. I don't shower in the morning. If I did, I wouldn't make it to work. I'd be frozen.
Which
in
I still find weird. I can't wake up in the morning without a shower, but whatever.
But I wake up and it's so cold in the house. Like, there are times in the night that I wake up and I'm so frozen that, like, you know, I can't even go back to sleep because it's too cold.
It's
like
too
I'm
cold.
Trying to, like, yep. run, like, get all the covers, and it still doesn't warm me up. You
so,
know?
Jack, so this question like should have been directed to you.
Trying to find the warm spot. Like, if you lose your warm spot in your bed when it's cold, yeah. And there's nothing worse.
You're frantically, your little legs are kicking around. You're like, where'd it go? Oh God.
So are your feet as cold as your heart?
No, I mean, like, I'm not cold. It's cold. It's winter time.
Okay, it's 70 degrees. Let's keep the heater on. Days.
You're fine.
Natural gas is very abundant and very cheap.
I'm with you. Tell the wife. Go ahead and spend the extra 60 cents a night to heat the house.
Crank that thing, man.
Please leave a message after the tone.
She was like, she made this comment yesterday, too. Like, because we got the gas bill for the month. She's like, oh, we used almost 30% less.
Mine went up.
Natural gas this year than we did last year.
And we just had to be uncomfortable for our entire life to do that. So, super. Way to go.
Hey, guys. Here's what I got to say. If you have a P.O. box... You're either one, a psycho, two, a criminal, or three, such an egomaniac that you're nervous to get mail at your house. Name one other reason. I mean, or you own a business or something, but name something else.
Message deleted.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. If you own a business, but you don't want to have an actual office because you don't have a need for an office, like having a P.O. box is convenient because then let's say that you're doing business with people, but you don't want them knowing where you live necessarily, because there's plenty of people that you'd work with, but you don't want them like showing up at your house.
There's
or
some
even
states,
knowing where you live, because people are creepy these days. There's a lot of information, like they're gonna look at your house, they're gonna see how much you paid for your house, like all
when
that
you
stuff.
Bought your house, if you own the house,
right? Like all that stuff.
You can
like,
find out some your anybody's political leanings. Like, have you seen those sites that you can
really?
See all your neighbors what they're registered as? Too?
Oh, I hate that. What?
It's because public. Oh, I mean, it's public information, and there's sites that aggregate all this. Now. All
right, I already saw your Trump sticker in your car.
Yeah,
I know.
Did you?
I know.
Okay.
No, not you. I was talking about my neighbor.
Oh, your neighbor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He actually does.
Okay.
It's pretty obvious. It's almost like a full back window sticker. I'm like, okay.
Say, four more years?
How do you see
Keep America great.
How do you see out of that?
I don't know.
I don't
know.
See freedom. I have considered getting a P.O. box because I like, especially if you're like a single person or you're like an especially good-looking man or woman, you don't want freaks tracking you down from like getting your oil changed.
Well, we know that you're not single, so are you classifying yourself as an extremely good-looking individual?
Possibly.
Uh-huh. Please leave a message after the tone.
All right. So I know if you throw a cigarette out the window, it's considered littering. But what happens if someone is chewing and they throw their chew out the window? Is that considered littering?
Message deleted. 100%.
Chewing tobacco out the window?
100%.
It's a leaf.
It's not. There's chemicals in it.
There is an exception, though. If your window says, "Keep America Great," you can throw that chewing tobacco out it.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
How do we not have a spittoon sound effect?
Spittoon!
Which, spit never makes that
it
sound.
It never makes that noise.
Because it's always going into a Gatorade bottle. Just running down the side.
Don't do that.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
I can't tell if this is really stupid or really genius. This group of individuals in Florida got pulled over by the Florida Highway Patrol, and in the Kia, they found two dudes and two bags that each said, bag full of drugs on it.
What
I don't
was
know
in
if,
those
well,
bags full of drugs, Dave?
Meth, coke, fentanyl, MDMA, and other things to do those
well,
drugs
I appreciate
with.
That it was labeled correctly.
It was honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to be, if you're going to be transporting drugs, you know, I mean, it probably helps to be organized. I think we could all use a little bit more organization in our life.
And honestly, if I was a detective, maybe some reverse psychology here, and I saw something labeled bag full of murder weapons or bag full of drugs, I'd probably be like, there's no way that there's no.
I'm gonna check somewhere. It can't be this stupid, right?
I'm going to check somewhere else. You got me.
You'd be a really bad detective.
Yes, I would. These guys didn't work out great for them, though. Kind of cheeky here. The cops said, do not traffic your illegal narcotics in bags labeled bags full of drugs our canines can read.
Our canines can read.
Guys, did you really have to bust out your canines for this one? Speaking of drugs, police have issued a warrant for the people that they think may be responsible after they dropped a bunch of ecstasy and fentanyl resembling candy on the street in Tennessee.
Oh,
isn't that
lovely.
Cool? So, yeah, lots of reasons not to do this. At the top of the list would be if kids find this, they're going to eat it, and these are incredibly hardcore
Absolutely.
Drugs.
Absolutely. Okay.
So it was a box that looked like a Hershey's Kisses box.
Okay.
And it contained the drugs that were shaped like Hello Kitty that looked like candy in the box.
Oh, no.
Whoever these people are, lock them away forever. City of Millersville, never been church, lovely, have appealed for help for the public to locate a 22-year-old named Jessica, who spells her name J-E-S-S-E-K-A.
Jessica.
Jessica. Story. 22 years old, wanted to bring her in for questioning.
See, this is why, parents, don't make your kid's name something stupid and spell it in a unique and personalized way. Because they're going to turn into a drug dealer, and they're going to end up in jail, and we're going to hate them forever. And anytime somebody Googles her name, J-E-S-S-E-K-A, this is going to be the first thing that pops up.
So, dude, first day on the job, stole $17,000 worth of stuff. Police in Connecticut trying to identify a man, they say, got a job at a gas station, and then proceeded to steal $17,000 worth of merchandise and cash on his first and only solo overnight shift before disappearing into the night.
What did he take 1,000 bags of Cheetos?
Let me run through it here. The guy stole his employment folder, which contained his personal information. So pretty smart there. Definitely thought this out. So has no idea what this guy's name even is, because you're just, you know, you hired him and he's, you know, working his first shift and he had it in the folder, didn't have to remember it. Turns out the guy thought about that. So police responded to the Go On Gas store last month. The owner told investigators he used an app on a cell phone to view the store's security cameras and noticed that the new employee had left. The owner then went to the store and determined that he had stolen lottery tickets, 89 boxes of cigarettes, and money worth a total of more than $17,000.
Wow.
Yeah. So they have him on surveillance, obviously. Didn't take that. But, you know, grainy gas station surveillance.
Might get away with it?
Might get away with it.
I mean, until he tries to cash in one of those lotto tickets.
You know he's going to get busted, like, trying to turn in, like, a $7 scratcher.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
How tempting would that be, though? Like, you scratch it off and you win, like, $4,000. And you're like, God, I know I shouldn't turn this in, but I'm going to do it.
Have your cousin do it.
Nah, he'll dime you out. Cousins always rat you out.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right, here's today's question for Know the Show.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
I only got in trouble, like, 2 times in my entire life. One for skipping like 50 days of class, and the other one for lying about going out on Halloween and staying out all night long when I was like in grade.
So Mahoney started his criminal enterprise at a young age.
How dare you?
What grade was he in when he was staying out all night for Halloween?
Lied to my mom. She was
pleased.
Did
huh?
the old, hey, I'm going with Joe. Joe's, I'm going with Mahoney. And we went off on our own Halloween adventure.
702-791-1075 is the phone number. Joe Coy tickets up for grabs. Joe Coy, actually a comedian that got his start right here in Las Vegas. Really funny guy. Has become an international sensation.
Yeah, he was doing shows at the Huntridge.
Yeah, long time ago, many years
selling
ago.
Selling his own shows, doing his own tickets.
Going around, putting flyers on people's cars. Now
he's got his own restaurant here, too.
Yeah, now he's got Netflix specials and everything else. And, yeah,
which is really good if you have not seen it.
Like, we don't like to have a lot of comedians on the show just because sometimes they don't want to do it. because
they're being forced
to. And we don't want anybody who doesn't want to be here to not be here. Last time Joe Coy was in town, he played over at the Wynn, had three sold out shows, and still he's like, came in, wanted to be on the show. He's just like, I love doing radio. I love hanging out with you guys.
Yeah, then he's like, hey, you guys want some of my personal tickets for the show tonight? And so we're like, sure. And we actually went to the show, and it was phenomenal.
Phenomenal. It was one of the best shows I've ever been to. There's a reason why he continues to sell out over the Wynn. There are still a few tickets left for it, but these are going to be great. I'm going to try. If there's tickets available, if he's able to hook us up, I am definitely going to go again.
There's still some tickets.
I've been treated a certain way. I have an expectation now.
Yes. Understand.
He's humble. I am not.
X1075, good morning. What is your name?
Ricky,
what is the correct answer?
First grade.
Yeah, that's right.
We ran all over that neighborhood, man. I had a whole pillowcase.
You're 6 years old. Take your happy ass home.
I had a whole pillowcase full, man.
I hope a 12-year-old came along and stole it from you.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine, out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.